It's time for tonight's post-game coaches show presented by Bearings. And, Coach, you had a layoff as far as games are concerned, and I know momentum can be a funny thing from game to game, but this team responded quickly here early on against this Georgia Southern team and rose to the occasion, especially from the outside.
Well, I was thrilled with our hunger. We came out hungry. And again, it's another different challenge we had tonight with the style of play that Georgia Southern has. They switched to five spots, and they did it very, very aggressively in the first 10 minutes, first 15 minutes of the game. And it can frustrate you because your sets don't work, because your motion offense is somewhat disrupted. And you have to read, and you have to be a little bit more patient than for us to make shots like we did in rhythm was very, very impressive. You know, we had 22 assists on 29 baskets, and I think that's a great statement about moving the ball and hitting the open man, but more importantly, being patient amidst the switching that was going on constantly throughout the game.
Talk about the play of Carter Collins, a career night for him, 23 points, 8 of 10 overall, 7 of 8 from downtown. He was dialed in.
Well, you know, he took a couple. They were late clock, and I'd love to know how many we made. We'll find out, obviously, but I don't know right now. But how many were under 10 seconds? And I think we made a number of them under 10 seconds on the clock. That's the kind of maturity. That's the kind of resiliency. That's the kind of adaptability that I think is so critical for us, that if things break down, if things don't go as we – so what? And our guy, we have an offense called So What, and it's primarily geared towards two things. So what, they're doing this, we can do something else. And then the second part of it is land the plane, like the U.S. Air flight that landed in the East River. So we say, so what, and let's just land the plane. And they did it consistently throughout the night, and Carter certainly was very evident of that with the way he shot the ball from three.
Coach, is this something that, I mean, you guys obviously shoot a lot of threes each game. But when they're hitting like this, it just gives you so much separation quickly. What does that do for you offensively and as a team overall?
You go back to our practice, and we have a shooting drill called Bolts of Lightning. It's a two-minute drill for each guy in a team in which they shoot 2 minutes just one after another, three after three after three after three. The thought of doing this came to us, I would guess, 20 years ago. Jason Zimmerman, one of our great guards and one of our great captains and one of our great assistant coaches, said it was just like putting on a golf course, that before you go out and hit, you know, you play your 18 holes, you go to the putting green and you putt, 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 and that's what makes you a good putter. Well, we started doing that the way we're shooting our threes. And we called it Bolts of Lightning because when Bolts of Lightning happen, what happens to everyone? What do? They run for the hills, they run for cover. And that's the whole mentality, and we are very, very demonstrative about that during our practice when we go with Bolts of Lightning. Well, we had Bolts of Lightning tonight.
And then a guy like Luka Brajkovic, who you didn't necessarily need his offensive production tonight. He had 7 points, but, you know, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 steals, and a block. Is that just a guy kind of finding his way in a certain game and a different way to contribute?
And he just played so hard throughout. He was a force in the paint, a couple of verticals. He didn't get a couple of blocks, but he did get a couple of verticals. And then, of course, delighted to see him knock down that three from deep in the corner, as with Sam is also. So we had all five starters knock down threes. That was great.
And you look, Coach, the concentration of scoring only within 6 guys, which is irrelevant. But the point is you got to get a lot of players and combos into this game tonight. How important are those reps, especially early in the season?
Very, very important. And, you know, David Christensen, Emery, and David Sharapovich got in for that last round, the last 4 minutes. David Sharapovich worked feverishly and got great looks. And he's been our best shooter for the last week, hands down our best shooter. They call him a sniper. And he just missed his shots tonight. David Christensen gave us tremendous energy. And he had a hand on so many different loose balls, just didn't, you know, gather it in, but energy. And that's what he needs to give us. And then Emery takes that big charge down there at the end, and all three of them were terrific in terms of their contribution in that one round.
And, Coach, what about Lee? He's a guy we haven't really talked about tonight. 18 points, 7 of 10 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3. Is he just more comfortable in year 2?
Yeah, and you know what they did when Lee quartered on the wing, they sat on his top shoulder. So completely denied his ability to either drive it to the middle of the court or pass it to the middle of the court, and invited him to drive baseline. And in that stage of our offense, we were bringing our postman out to the corner. So there was a help defender as they drove him, and he made two great decisions where he put it on the floor and came to a jump stop. And I just have great dreams about jump stops. I think it's one of the most critical parts of the game, and our guys have really gotten good at it. Carter and Lee right there were sensational with their jump stops, and as a result, they found an open shooter, and that's how we got into our rhythm with the Bolts of Lightning.
And you talked about you're going to see different looks tonight, game within a game. You know, it's clear to people with the final score and what we could see. Were you pleased with the movements of the offense, the small things that go inside the game?
Well, obviously pleased with the offense. Look at the numbers. But you know what I was really pleased with? Our defense. I thought that we were a team of defenders in the gaps, guarding the ball very well, and helping out when dribble penetration occurred. Now, yes, they're a really good player. I think his name is Zach Bryant. He had 16 points, and he got to the rim. But many times, how many bodies greeted their driver, and they were driving at five positions, and it was tough because they were spreading us out, and then 10 seconds or less under the shot clock, they'd run some play they would call an Iverson or some other LA, and all of a sudden they're driving, and you know, you play defense for 20 seconds and all of a sudden you're out of position, you're not talking, you're standing up. That's when you get caught napping. I thought our guys were pretty good, pretty alert, pretty ready, and handled that very well.
Could you sense, Coach, with the time away from the game and the guys completing exams, is this like the reward at the end of exams to get back on the court?
I don't know. It's peculiar about the circumstances that we're in right now with COVID. It didn't feel like we were coming out of exams. I don't know why. And I know they had exams today or yesterday, and I know some of them still have papers that they got extensions on, but it just didn't have that same feel. And I think it's because of the virus and the protocols, and they've been around a lot. And they've been around a lot because this is where they have to hang out. This is the only place to hang out.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for stopping by tonight. It's good to see you.
Okay, thank you, Jared, and we look forward to seeing you on Tuesday night.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.